Lesson 4. Genetics, DNA, chromosome, gene, mitosis, meiosis, dominant gene, recessive gene, Punnett square, mutation. A father has brown eyes. A mother has blue eyes. What color eyes will their child most likely have? Figuring out how traits such as eye color are passed on from one generation to the next is all part of the science of genetics. Read this selection to learn about genetics. Genetics, genes and DNA. Genetics is the study of heredity, or how traits are passed on from parents to offspring. Traits are determined by DNA. DNA is a chemical in the nucleus of a cell that carries all the information about what traits a living thing has. A chromosome is a structure in a cell's nucleus that contains one large DNA molecule. Inside each chromosome are thousands of genes. A gene is a part of a DNA molecule that carries a specific trait. Mitosis and meiosis. Traits get passed along when cells divide. Mitosis is a type of cell division in which the two new daughter cells each receive the same number of chromosomes as the parent cell. Meiosis is a type of cell division that produces sex cells, female egg cells, and male sperm cells. Each sex cell has half the number of chromosomes as the original cell. In humans, most body cells have 46 chromosomes. The sex cells produced by meiosis have 23 chromosomes. During sexual reproduction, an egg cell and a sperm cell join to form a new cell. In humans, the new cell contains a full set of 46 chromosomes, half from the mother and half from the father. In that way, the offspring inherits a mix of traits from both parents. Dominant and recessive genes. Everybody has two genes for each trait, but only one gene actually shows up in the body. A dominant gene is a strong gene that always shows up. A recessive gene is a weak gene that a dominant gene can cover up. The trait for a recessive gene shows up only if the person has both copies of the gene. For the trait of eye color, the gene for brown eyes is dominant. If one or both of a person's eye color genes are brown, then the person's eyes will be brown. The gene for blue eyes is recessive. A person's eyes will only be blue if both their eye color genes are blue. Because of meiosis, each parent only passes on one of their two genes for a trait to their offspring. Suppose both parents have one brown eye gene and one blue eye gene. Both will have brown eyes themselves, but what color will their offspring's eyes be? A Punnett square is a grid that shows the possible combinations of genes from the two parents. The grid also shows the odds of offspring inheriting the traits those gene combinations produce. Each parent will contribute either the brown eye gene, capital B, or the blue eye gene, small b. You can see from the Punnett square that each offspring will have a 75% chance of having brown eyes and a 25% chance of having blue eyes. Other effects on traits. An organism's environment can affect its traits. For example, some people inherit genes for heart disease, but if those individuals watch their diet and exercise regularly, they can reduce their chances of getting the disease. Sometimes, there can be a change in a gene or chromosome that results in an entirely new trait showing up in an offspring. This kind of change is called a mutation. Sometimes mutations make it easier for a living thing to survive in its environment. Those helpful traits may then be passed on to the next generation.